The Bible is funny.
Well, hello again, podcast family. The Bible is funny podcast family. Welcome back to another episode of the Bible is Funny podcast, where we talk about the funniest parts of the Bible and what we can learn from them. My name is Anthony Russo. We are here in Florida. That's where I live. That's where we're recording this podcast. And it's important because we just got hit by a hurricane. Yesterday, we got hit by a hurricane. I thought about recording during the hurricane. I thought that might be a fun thing to do, but I decided to not risk it. We just rode out the hurricane yesterday. Everybody is safe and fine. Thank you for asking. Hurricane Etta. I think my friend at work told me we are in the Greek alphabet of hurricanes because we went through the English alphabet of hurricanes. And if that's not the most 2020 statistic, I don't know what is. We have to go to our phase two of hurricane naming. We got hit by a hurricane yesterday. We were cleaning up the hurricane today. And I was singing to myself, while we were cleaning up this morning, we started, and the boys are out there with me, and we're cleaning up the hurricane, like, you know, just the remnants of the hurricane. So it was super windy and rainy, and so stuff falls from the trees, and branches come off, and all those things. And you go out in the morning, and you sort of survey, and you rake it up, you know, put it in, and everyone in the neighborhood's doing it at the same time. And I watched them, you know, doing it and watching me, and I thought, they're learning how to clean up after a hurricane or a tropical storm. It might have hit us, might have hit specifically our area as a tropical storm, but it was right on that brink. And I thought, this is just, this is a Floridian rite of passage, learning how to clean up after a storm. This is what we do here in Florida. We learn how to deal with mosquitoes. We learn that you have to run zigzag to get away from alligators. We learn about snakes, red on yellow, kill a fellow, red on black, friend of Jack, which is super helpful. That's something I use probably weekly. I stop and I assess a snake before I decide if I'm scared of it or not. Let me see whether it's red and yellow. Let me see if they're, no, there's a, this is red on black. This one is a friend of Jack. I don't know how it feels about me, but I know it's very cool with Jack. That's what we do in Florida. We live with dangerous things. You may have heard that about us. It's very true. But they gave us Disney World, you know, to sort of compensate. So we have that going for us. Other than the hurricane, everything is going well. You know, we got November. We're getting into Thanksgiving and whatnot. It's all very exciting. I have some, it's just me on the podcast again today. I wanted to tell you guys a couple podcast news updates. First of all, I got to say it. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for leaving comments, sharing with your friends. It is the best. We just celebrated a milestone. We hit 20,000 downloads on the podcast. Can't do it without you guys. Couldn't do it without you guys. I am so humbled to be just along this ride with everybody. And you guys are so great. Thank you for listening. Thanks for coming along. The Bible is Funny journey. 20,000 downloads is very exciting. I also have some guests we've been talking to. Maybe you've heard of this phrase, this phrase, shoot your shot. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it's where you're like, you message somebody. A lot of times it's romantic. You're into somebody, you have a crush on somebody, and you shoot your shot. You reach out to them. And I feel like that's the thing with like podcast guests. This is where I'm experiencing this. My wife and I have been together since I was 15. So there's really not, I don't know about this like modern dating scene as much. But I know that, you know, I have people on Instagram that I admire, that I want to be on the podcast. And I sort of like am following them and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know, how am I going to say it? How am I going to word this the right way? And then you ask them to be a guest on the podcast and you just sort of like keep refreshing to see if they saw it or if they responded. So that's what I've been going through on Instagram lately. But it's very fun and we have some fun guests coming up. So Again, just me today, but we'll have more fun guests coming up. Excited to get to them. And today we are in the New Testament. Our passage today is in the New Testament. We are in Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew's the first book of the New Testament. If you're not familiar, the first gospel, the Gospel of Matthew. And here we go. We're going to start Matthew 9, verse 27. Let's start there. This is a great story. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Verse 28. When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. So he asks them, Jesus asks them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. So they have great faith. This is like, that's what's credited, you know, here in verse 29. He touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored, verse 30. And this is the part of the story I really want to focus on, because of course, you've probably heard, you know, sermons about sight being given to the blind and things like that, but that's not really what we do here on The Bible Is Funny. We talk about this part. This part we got to talk about. Their sight was restored. Verse 30. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." This is verse 30, Matthew chapter 9, verse 30. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." So you have these two blind men following Jesus, and Jesus, they're saying, "Have mercy on us." They seem to have some idea of who Jesus is. They're following Jesus. They've sought Jesus out. They're looking for healing. You know, Jesus says, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" They say, "Yes, Lord." So it's like they get it, right? Like they get who Jesus is. They get the capacity that Jesus has. They get this whole thing. These two blind men get it. Verse 30, Jesus warned them sternly. This is after he gives them their sight back. So Jesus just gave them their sight back, and then he warns them sternly. "See that no one knows about this." Verse 31, but they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. It's like they super didn't listen to him. I just can't, you know, you have these two blind guys. Again, they follow Jesus. They track Jesus down. You know, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." "Jesus, do you believe I can do this?" "Yes, Lord, do it." Jesus does it. Won't he do it? Heals them. Sight restored to the blind. And you got to think, if you're in that seat, right? You're like, "What? Unbelievable. Jesus, I'm following you anywhere. I will do anything. What do you want me to do? You name it." And Jesus says, "Okay, here's the thing. No one can know about this situation. No one can know about your sight. See that no one knows about this." Jesus warned them sternly, verse 30. Go look it up if you don't believe me. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." That's what he asks for right after this miracle. This is what I want you guys to do. I just want you to keep this on the down low. Verse 31, but they went out and spread the news about him all. Yeah, we're not doing that, Jesus. Thank you so much for giving my sight. This is unbelievable. I'm seeing things I haven't been able to see in so long. And I'll do anything you ask me to, but I am definitely going to be talking to people about this. He's warned them sternly. "See that no one knows about this." Yeah, he went out and told the whole region. Like, not even, it's one of those, like, when you tell your friend, "Hey, don't tell anybody about this," but they tell, like, their spouse. And you're like, "Okay, I kind of figured it might get there." They went out and told the whole region. They took an ad out in the paper. They got a billboard to talk about this. Oh, I love it. see that no one knows about this. They went out and spread the news about him all over that region. And here's my little devotional thought for you from this. I think, you know, so many times we can think that the Christian faith or the Christian life is a lot more complicated than it is. And we can sort of look for complications. We can look for ways to make it more difficult to understand. You know, I love that I love the comment, all of the commandments can be summed up in this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Like, I love that boiling down. And I wonder how many of you are like me and you sort of go past that a little too quickly. And you're sort of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But let's get to the really nuanced, complicated stuff, right? Like, let me get to the, like, love the Lord your God and love your neighbors. Okay, great, great, great. But did Adam have a belly button, though? That's what we got to be talking about, because this changes things. Right? Like, we skip past it. I see this in my personal life a lot. It's like you feel like there are, like, levels of Christianity almost. There's levels of spirituality, of faith, and you want to move on to the next level. You want to get past that little, that easy part, or that, like, sort of feels like a basic entry-level thing. I want to get past that. I want to be on to the complicated stuff. I want to, you know, have really long arguments about, like, predestination and things like that. And there's times and places for that. There's really good discussion. It's good to dig into the Bible together and argue and have different thoughts, and it's great. But I just hope that we don't go too fast by that, right? You have Jesus saying to these guys sternly, don't tell anybody about this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go tell everybody. But is there anything else you want me to do? You know, that's kind of what I hear here. And it's like, I don't want to be caught in that. I want to really follow after the things that I know to be true, that I know I'm supposed to be following after. I don't want to get tired of those things. And I don't want to think I'm past those things and think and want things to be more complicated or difficult. I really anchor into, what does it look like every day, every single moment, with all of my thoughts, with all of my intentions, with all of my actions, to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? How can I love my neighbor as myself? How does that, what do those things look like? Because those are really big issues, right? Like, those are really big goals. Those are really big tasks. Which, sidebar, as would be not telling someone that you were blind and now you're not blind. Like, how do you not bring that up? Would the options be to, like, pretend you're still blind, potentially, but you can see? Would you maybe say, like, create a new identity for yourself? I'm not Bill anymore, guys. I'm Phil. It's me, Phil. I look like Bill. I understand there was a guy named Bill that came before me that was blind, but I'm Phil now. And Phil can see. It's a tough thing to follow. I'm not saying it wasn't a tough order they got from Jesus here. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor yourself. This is a tough thing. And I don't think we should move right past it. I don't think we should say, well, that's done. I got that figured out. And now I need to go figure out way more difficult and complicated things. Pursue the other things. I certainly don't want you to hear that. But really spend time on the things that you know to be certain, on the things that are themes throughout the Bible that are reiterated time and time again. You know, don't get lost chasing this, like, this little corner of the Bible that's only mentioned one time, and go after that. I mean, my goodness, this podcast, this whole project, The Bible Is Funny, you know that I love that stuff. But I think it's important, and I think I see, especially in, like, Christian circles, sometimes you can get too lost in that. You can lose the forest for the sake of the trees. So that's my thought for you today. That's my encouragement on this November day. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe, share it with your friends, leave us a review. And if you're not, follow us on Instagram, @TheBibleIsFunny. Go follow along on there. Send me a message. Let me know you're a listener. And let me know, how you listen. That's one of my favorite things to hear. Do you listen while you're cleaning, while you're running, while you're on your commute? A couple of people told me that they do it on their commute. That's cool. It's an honor to be a part of whatever part of your day I get to be a part of. But thank you for listening. And we'll be back again with another episode here soon.